The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this one from Real Simple, Natalie Morales' must-haves. The busy reporter and TV host shares what makes her feel most confident on and off camera. I'm going to read a selection from these. Natalie Morales is having quite a ride. After climbing the ranks at NBC, collecting accolades, and landing on the Today Show anchor chair, she's now the first Latina host and moderator at CBS's Emmy Award-winning The Talk, and a reporter for 48 Hours, CBS Mornings, and CBS Sunday Morning. We got the scoop on what she can't live without. I've actually eliminated the most expensive items. such as Botox. but let's go with these. A no-sweat deodorant. I'm in perimenopause and sweating, she says, laughing. This works, and I like the formula's ingredients. It's made with amala berries and aloe. It's supernatural deodorant, $18, at aloyoga.com. That's aloyoga.com. A smile saver. You might assume a camera-ready journalist relies on in-office whitening treatments or fancy trays, but Natalie swears by good old drugstore toothpaste, Arm & Hammer Advanced White Extreme Whitening Toothpaste, $7 for two tubes at Walmart. Unselfish self-care. Instead of having a spa day, Natalie unwinds by spending time with her boys, her dog, and her horse, Louie. A cool burn. The former marathoner now prefers shorter jogs to clear her mind, as well as core power yoga, hot yoga with weights, as she describes it. For more info, you can go to corepoweryoga.com. That's corepoweryoga.com. A peaceful plane ride. I try to sleep, Natalie says, of her in-flight routine. I don't wear makeup, just moisturizer, and I bring a sleep mask and face mist. And wise words. The 51-year-old says that with each birthday, she sets a new goal for herself. This year's was to be more patient and grounded. And you can watch more new episodes of The Talk weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on CBS, or you can stream on Paramount Plus. From Good Housekeeping, motivate with positivity, and we are talking about your pets here. If your dog jumps on visitors, chews your shoes instead of their toys, or noses through the trash, resist the urge to scold or grab them, say experts. You might feel better by yelling at the dog or doing something to stop that behavior that you dislike, but stopping a behavior does not show what you want your learner to do instead, explains professional dog trainer and author Melissa McHugh McGrath. Punishment only suits the punisher. Instead, teach them an alternate skill. Working with them also builds your bond, so you and your dog will become a team working toward the same calm household. Like all mammals, dogs are always looking for more of the things they enjoy, like tasty food and attention from their people. The trick is to teach them at a rate that lets them be successful and keeps them from getting frustrated or giving up or feeling confused, she says. Moving at their pace, setting them up for success, and making the reward more enticing than the undesirable behavior are all important. Manage their environment. First, make sure your home isn't accidentally reinforcing your dog's problematic behaviors. For example, putting the trash can where they can't get to it, or using one that locks, will help them avoid being tempted to go through the trash. If your puppy potties on the living room carpet when left alone, keeping them close to you or in an enclosure on an uncarpeted area can help while they learn more appropriate places to go. And make sure everyone in your household is on board. Anytime another person is still reinforcing unwanted behaviors or we're allowing that unwanted behavior, it makes it all the more challenging to address and to really make a change. and meet their needs. Unwanted behaviors are often a result of a dog's trying to satisfy their needs. That's why it's crucial not only redirect them to what you want them to do, but also think about why they're misbehaving. Dogs will often act out to get your attention if you engage with them only when they're doing something you don't like. So to show them they don't have to eat your shoes to get noticed, make sure you praise them when they're lying down quietly or playing with their toys independently. Also, replacing regular feeding bowls with feeding puzzles at mealtimes can help a dog express their natural instinct to scavenge for food. When trying to teach a dog to go potty outside, make a big deal of it when they do, but don't call them back inside or end the walk right away. If you do that, it can teach your dog that right after they go, the fun ends. Some dogs will actually learn to hold it to extend their time outside. Make a lifestyle change. Rome wasn't built in a day, and good behavior won't be either. Shifting your thinking to the long term can help prevent frustration if it takes your pet some time to learn what you want. Think of training as a lifestyle shift and integrating short lessons into your day. Maybe you practice sit, stay, and down while you're reheating something in the microwave for the length of a commercial break on TV. Short sessions work best because dogs lose focus and become frustrated after more than 5 minutes or so. A frustrated or bored dog won't learn well. And remember the four D's. Think about the four D's that can impact training success: distance, duration, distractions, and difficulty. If your dog is learning to focus amid distractions, make sure that you're close to them and that any distraction is far enough away that your dog can focus on you. Keep the duration of your training short, and make sure you're not starting at a higher difficulty level than they can handle or moving on to a new challenge before they've mastered the fundamentals. There's a fifth D, and it's drugs. If we can't make enough serotonin, then store-bought is fine, and that goes for our dogs as well. Some dogs have anxiety or other medical issues that can contribute to unwanted behavior, so always check with your veterinarian to be sure there's not a physical barrier to their living their best, most well-behaved life. From First for Women, the psychology news that matters the most. The key to experiencing more joy every day. Here's another reason to say hi to a stranger on the street. Doing so can boost your happiness. In a study of more than 60,000 people published in the journal Social, Psychological, and Personality Science, researchers discovered that those who have a short conversation or say a simple hello to a stranger every day report greater happiness and increased life satisfaction. The scientists suggest that these seemingly small interactions suggest that they create a sense of belonging and leave people feeling more accepted and valued, which is a natural antidote to loneliness. An unexpected way to boost self-esteem? It's only natural to feel regret if you flub a presentation at work or bungle that bundt cake you've been trying to perfect. But scientists in the Journal of Adult Development suggest this response may do more long-term damage to your self-esteem than you realize. If you experience a setback, try this instead. Consider how it might help you grow or lead to a better path. When 64 subjects were asked to consider the good that had come from a failure, it took the sting out of that failure and helped keep self-esteem intact, even increasing it in some cases. The simple trick that makes it easy to say no. If you're stressed over turning down that invitation to your coworker's dinner party, don't fear. Research in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology shows that though we tend to believe saying no to an invite will damage our relationships or lead to fewer invites in the future, neither usually come to pass. Next time you need to say no, simply imagine yourself as the receiver of the rejection instead of the giver. The researchers say this will help you empathize more accurately and lessen your anxiety. And less is more when it comes to decision making. When facing a tough choice, it's natural to gather as much information as possible. But a study in cognitive research finds that subjects given extra data made worse decisions than when they only got basic information. The study authors advise focusing on the most relevant intel for you. Price and safety features if you're buying a car, for instance, and not worrying about details like color or resale value. From Magnolia, the Magnolia Manifesto. We believe in home, that it should restore us from today and ready us for tomorrow. We believe in friendship, because friends who feel like family are the best kind of friends, and that nothing matters more than family. We believe in seeking the balance between hustle and rest, and learning to find contentment in both. We believe everyone deserves a seat at the table, and everyone has a story worth telling. We believe in human kindness, knowing we are made better when we all work together. We believe in courage, in cartwheeling past our comfort zones and trying something a bit scary every day. We believe that failure needn't be a negative thing. Rather, we learn from our mistakes and fail smarter next time. We believe in doing good work that matters, and in choosing that, nudging others toward doing the same. We believe that newer isn't always better, and that it's time for the pendulum of trend to swing back to the basics. We believe in unearthing beauty, however hidden or subtle it might be. We believe that each day is a gift, and that everyday miracles are scattered about if only we have eyes to see. And of all heroic pursuits, large or small, we believe there may be none greater than a life well loved. From Real Simple, 5 tips for washing dishes. Roll up your sleeves and clean the trickiest stuff that hits your sink. Little to no elbow grease required. Use aluminum foil and baking soda to revive splotchy stainless steel. Are there patches of burned oil on your once shiny pans? We have a fix. Add 2 tablespoons of baking soda and a few drops of water to the pan, making a paste. Then ball up a piece of heavy-duty aluminum foil and rub it over the surface. The baking soda absorbs the yuck and triggers a chemical reaction that transfers the markings from the pan to the foil. Repeat as needed. Use lemon and salt to refresh wood cutting boards. Keep your maple or cherry or walnut cutting board off the chopping block. Tackle lingering stains and odors once a month by sprinkling a few pinches of coarse salt across the surface and rubbing with the cut side of a lemon half. The abrasive salt does the scrubbing, and the lemon handles the deodorizing. Let the salty juice sit for 5 minutes, then rinse the board clean with a bristled brush and hot water. To go the extra mile, coat the whole thing with a food-safe mineral oil. Use distilled white vinegar to clear up cloudy glasses. Even if your glassware is technically clean, hard water deposits can really gunk it up. So, not the vibe for your dinner party. Get rid of cloudiness with the help of distilled white vinegar. Just add a splash to each glass and wipe with a clean sponge. The acidity of the vinegar can cut through the minerals that cause those spots. Wash each glass with warm water and soap, then dry with a microfiber cloth. Use baking soda to fix a scorched Dutch oven. That's the giant pot. Scorching is a fact of life when you cook in a Dutch oven. To help get your pot clean again, bring 4 cups of water to a boil over medium heat. Add 2 tablespoons of baking soda and stir with a wooden spoon. The alkaline pH level of baking soda can help neutralize the acidity of grease and burned bits, breaking them down. Let the solution simmer, then use the spoon to scrape up any food on the bottom. Dump the dirty water, wash, and admire your good-as-new Dutch oven. Use a potato and salt to restore rusty cast-iron skillets. Potatoes can turn into French fries. Power a clock, remember middle school science class? Get carved into custom stamps for art projects and, yep, remove rust from your skillets. First, cover the trouble spots with a thin layer of salt. Then cut the potato in half and scrub in a circular motion. Its oxalic acid will help dissolve and lift up the rust so it can be rinsed away. Is there anything potatoes can't do? From Good Housekeeping, Book of the Month. The Good Housekeeping Book Club brings you one feel-good read for each month. So here are their picks from March and April. First, Anita DeMonte, that's D-E, capital M-O-N-T-E, her book, Laughs Last. No, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to do this again. Anita DeMonte Laughs Last is the whole title of the book. And it's by Oxidol Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. My apologies. Cuban artist Anita DeMonte died tragically in 1985, just as her career was taking flight. By 1998, when art student Raquel discovers her, Anita is almost forgotten. The parallels between their stories are striking. Raquel is struggling to find her footing in the art world, and she's also losing herself to a powerful man. This touching, vibrant story asks, who gets to have a legacy? And The Husbands by Holly Gramazio, G-R-A-M-A-Z-I-O. Lauren comes home from a party to a husband she's never met. After he goes into the attic, a different man returns. When Lauren's attic begins supplying a stream of husbands, she has to decide whether to choose one or perpetually seek a better option. This novel is a commentary on dating, love, and appreciating the life you've got. From First for Women, some quick tips to help keep you looking and feeling great. First, Pampering SOS for knee pain. Chilly, damp weather? Have your knees feeling extra stiff and achy? Try a daily sesame oil massage. Rub your sore knee with 2 drops of warm sesame oil, then wrap it in a warm towel for 10 minutes to boost absorption. Research shows that the oils sesamin and sesamol lower the production of pain-triggering cytokines to cut stiffness and pain by more than half, plus kickstart the healing of damaged joint tissues. To renew old leather fast, to restore my scuffed, dull leather boots to their former glory, my colleague told me to dip a soft cloth in hair conditioner and rub a thin layer on boots, then buff with a fresh cloth. The conditioner moisturizes the leather, fills in scratches, and protects against salt stains. It worked like a charm. And sniff this to sidestep seasonal blues. Next time you need a little hit of happiness when your gray, dreary days have you feeling down, peel an orange and take 3 slow, deep sniffs of the peels. The zingy, citrusy scent of the oils that are found within the peels of the fruit stimulate mood-boosting brain receptors. To remain in a sunny frame of mind, pop the peels into a zip-top bag and sniff them every 2 to 3 hours throughout the day. From Good Housekeeping, we've got some quiches. And we're going to start with the crust. Active time is 10 minutes, I'm sorry, total time 25. This is enough pie dough for 1 9-inch pie plate, to fill 1 9-inch pie plate. Heat oven to 425. Roll out and fit pie dough. Well, it's not a recipe. It's just pie dough. So I guess you can buy a refrigerated one or make your own. They're not giving us a recipe. Roll up and fit it into and up the sides of a 9-inch pie plate. Fold the edges of the dough underneath itself to create a thicker half-inch border that rests on the lip of the plate, then crimp as desired. Place on rimmed baking sheet. Prick the bottom all over with a fork. Bake, that's at 425. Until lightly golden brown, 12 to 15 minutes, remove from oven. Obviously, this makes one crust. And they've got 4 options for us for the quiches. Quiche Lorraine, bacon, onion, and Gruyere are our main ingredients. Active time, 20 minutes. Total time is an hour. We need 4 slices bacon cut into 1-inch pieces, one large onion, finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 3/4 cup flat-leafed parsley leaves, chopped, 4 large eggs, 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, optional, 4 ounces Gruyere or Swiss cheese grated, 1 cup, and, of course, the quiche crust we just made. Heat oven to 375. Cook bacon in a large skillet on medium, stirring occasionally until crisp, 5 to 6 minutes. Transfer to a paper towel lined plate. Discard all but 1 tablespoon of drippings, add onion and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook covered, stirring occasionally until tender, 6 to 8 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in parsley and cooked bacon. In a large bowl, whisk together the eggs, sour cream, milk, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and the nutmeg if you're using it. Gently stir in onion mixture and cheese. Pour the filling into the crust and bake until just set and a knife inserted in the center comes out clean, 35 to 40 minutes. Let rest 5 minutes before serving. And this serves 8. They all serve 8. The next one, sausage, tomato, and cheddar quiche. Again, active time 20, total is an hour. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 large onion, finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 6 ounces Italian sausage, casings removed, 1 cup grape tomatoes, cut in half, 3/4 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped, 4 large eggs, 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, optional, 4 ounces extra sharp cheddar, grated, about 1 cup, and of course the quiche crust. Heat oven to 375, heat oil in large skillet on medium, add onion and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally until softened, 5 to 7 minutes. Add sausage and cook, breaking up with a spoon until no longer pink, 4 to 6 minutes. Stir in tomatoes and parsley and remove from heat. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, sour cream, milk, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and nutmeg if using. Gently stir in sausage mixture and cheese. Pour filling into crust and bake until just set and knife inserted in the center comes out clean, 35 to 40 minutes. Let rest 5 minutes before serving. And the smoked ham, leek, and thyme quiche option. Active time is 15 minutes. Total is 55. We need 2 teaspoons olive oil, 2 medium leeks, white and light green parts only, chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 2 teaspoons thyme leaves, 4 large eggs, 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, optional, 4 ounces Swiss cheese grated, 1 cup, 4 ounces thinly sliced deli ham, and the quiche crust. Heat oven to 375. Heat oil in large skillet on medium. Add leeks and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally until softened, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in thyme and remove from heat. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, sour cream, milk, Dijon, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and nutmeg if using. Gently stir in leek mixture and cheese. Lay ham in the bottom and up the sides of the quiche crust. Pour in filling and bake until just set and knife inserted in center comes out clean, 35 to 40 minutes. Let rest for 5 minutes before serving. And our last option, parsley, onion, and Swiss quiche. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 55. 2 teaspoons olive oil, 1 large onion, finely chopped, kosher salt and pepper, 3/4 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped, 4 large eggs, 3/4 cup sour cream, 1/2 cup whole milk, 1/4 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, optional, 4 ounces of Swiss cheese grated, a cup, and your crust. Heat oven to 375. Heat oil in a large skillet on medium. Add onion and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and cook, stirring occasionally until softened, 5 to 7 minutes. Stir in parsley and remove from heat. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs, sour cream, milk, 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper, and nutmeg if using. Gently stir in onion mixture and cheese. Pour filling into crust and bake until just set, and knife inserted in center comes out clean, 35 to 40 minutes. Let rest 5 minutes per serving. Before serving. From First for Women, brats and bean stew. Active time is 20 minutes. Total time is 40. This serves 6. We need 1 14-ounce package of smoked bratwurst cut into 18 pieces. 1 tablespoon olive oil. 1.5 cups frozen chopped onions, thawed and drained. 1 rib celery, sliced. 1 zucchini, sliced. 1 14.5-ounce can of diced tomatoes with basil, garlic, and oregano. 1 8-ounce can tomato sauce. 1 15.5-ounce can cannellini beans or chickpeas, rinsed and drained. It says freezer section chopped onions and convenient canned tomatoes and beans make this delicious stew a cinch to toss together. That's why the pre-prepared things. Coat large non-stick skillet with cooking spray. Heat over medium. Add the brats. Cook, turning until browned, 5 to 6 minutes. Remove. Add oil to the skillet. Heat over medium heat. Add onions and celery. Cook until softened, 5 to 7 minutes. Add zucchini, tomatoes, tomato sauce, 1/2 cup of water, and the brats to the skillet. Bring to a boil, reduce heat to medium-low, cook, cover, and cook until vegetables are tender, about 20 minutes, adding beans or chickpeas during the last 5 minutes of cooking time. And it says enjoy these with cheese crostini. These dippable delights are perfect partner for smoky meat. In a bowl, mix 1/2 cup of shredded mozzarella cheese, 1/4 cup ricotta, 1 tablespoon chopped parsley, and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Cut 1 French baguette into 1/2-inch thick diagonal slices. Dividing evenly, spread tops with cheese mixture. Bake 10 minutes at 425. And from First for Women, here's a fruity arugula salad. In a bowl, whisk 3 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon minced shallot, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon maple syrup, and 1/8 teaspoon of salt. Add 8 cups arugula and toss, then top with 2 cups grapefruit segments, 1 cup sliced avocado, and 1/4 cup slivered almonds. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.